Hello and welcome. I'm Daniel Strong.
This is Olivia Spicer.
This is Jules.
And this is Easton Schindler. Today we're podcasting from the Cantos channel, and the topic of our discussion will be our junior years in high school. So, Olivia, could you start us off, please?
Absolutely. How did all of your guys' junior years go? Good, bad, complex?
Very fast.
Yeah.
Very fast. It was much faster than I thought it'd be.
There's a lot of stuff that happened.
You looked at me when you said complex, so
I mean, it
works. You know. I think complex works.
Easton, how did your year go?
Multidimensional.
All right. You want to elaborate on that? Or?
Yes. Fraught with, bounced with depression, but also incredible academic achievement, or leaps in that realm. So,
my junior year was like probably the best year high school I've had so far. I think all in all, it was like pretty positive. Like in moments, I was like, "This sucks," and I'm sad, and I hate everything. But like in retrospect, looking back, it's like I don't remember like any time. Really, that I was like, or at least the details of anything that like seemed super dramatic at the moment. And then looking back now, it just seems kind of like, all of it's pointless. I had a good time, and I made it.
I feel like for me, it was both the best and the worst year of high school. Like, it was stressful as far as like schoolwork and stuff goes, like SAT, and then AP Lang is quite the challenge. But it's worthwhile. Like, my writing has improved a lot, and I feel more ready to apply for college. But as far as, like, progress and, like, identity and then progress with depression and anxiety, I've made progress there, but it's still a battle.
Absolutely.
I think, like, my experience overall is that hasn't been very much different than freshman or sophomore year. But that, like, all the things I've put in this year have been so much more rewarding than anything I did the last 2 years, especially, like, when it comes to academics. And I think I've been a lot better this year at managing stress, I guess, in general. I'm not really sure.
As a outside witness, I would agree.
Okay, cool.
I would also agree.
All right, sweet.
Yay, self-improvement.
I concur.
Indeed. Ooh. Awesome.
Olivia is great.
I'm going to leave this podcast right now. I will throw my mic. Have you developed any relationships with people? Have you gained any friends, lost any friends? Have you felt like relationships with people have had a severe impact on how your junior has gone?
I feel like us as a group has grown stronger.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Lang gang has united.
Yes. I mean, as far as like homework loads, most of you guys aren't really able to do anything, which is cool.
Like, hang out.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, but
I've shed acquaintances who are unworthy of my association. And
all right.
By implication.
Fun fact, it's us.
Nope.
No. Daniel, how have your relationships gone this year?
They've gone well. I feel kind of targeted. I feel like we're doing pretty well.
That's true.
Probably the best we've ever been, which is really, really, really great.
I think that's valid.
Big fan.
Yeah.
Easton's like infinity homie, which is...
Gang gang.
Great. It was cool to like, Jules, I feel like we talked more this year. I don't remember much about last year. And I think we really only saw each other in like orchestra and such.
Yeah. AP World.
AP World,
oh, yeah,
too.
That
yes.
Fun.
That's
gone.
True. God, that was funny.
But
like, aside from that, I feel like we've been pretty good together. It was cool to meet Carter and everything, too.
I know. I was just about to bring up Carter because, like, I formed a relationship with them, and that helped me progress. I feel like you can't make it through high school or really anywhere without making meaningful relationships. At least you're not going to progress, which kind of sucks because society isn't very...
Forgiving.
Focused on making relationships.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Like, if you guys ever go to the mall or anything, you look around and people will just look at their phones.
That's gross.
Yeah.
I think most people are very, like, insular. It's very kind of like they know themselves and, the prospect of engaging with other people is unknown and scary. At least for me, because I, like, hate not knowing anything. So, like, if there's anything that's left a chance, I'm like, I don't want to do that because I don't know what to expect. So, I kind of stay in my own little bubble, and I think a lot of people do that too.
How did your guys' classes go this year? In general, just
tremendously.
Oh, that's good.
I've switched a few classes, but I made the schedule work so I could balance progressing as a person as well as progressing in school.
Daniel, how did your classes go?
They all went pretty well. I had a much easier time in AP Econ than I was expecting, I think, going in. Mm-hmm. It was like, it just made sense, and it was all pretty easy to absorb. AP Lang as like course material wasn't challenging. Like, I mean, it was thought-provoking, and it was, you know, the work was worthwhile. It's just like the actual difficulty didn't seem to like, it wasn't very significant. It's just I didn't do any of it.
Oh, okay.
It was just like time management and like, you know, not doing anything. Like, I just turned all my vlog entries like a month late, and so that's a little sneak peek at my work ethic there. But everything else was fairly relaxed. Mm-hmm. Nothing was very intense workload wise.
Good, man.
Yeah.
Good.
What about you, Olivia?
I think this year, class-wise, is the year where I felt stupid just all the time. It never ended. But I think, like, overall, as I mentioned earlier, what I achieved in those classes was really rewarding in the end. And so it was, like, a lot of my classes ended up being a struggle. But then I made it work. So I guess that was the good part. So I guess we should probably wrap up now.
Totally.
Do you guys have any final thoughts about your junior year? Like, a quick summary?
No, I do not.
All right.
We're seniors now.
Oh, AP man. Chemistry.
I was about to, yeah.
All righty. Well, I think this is it then. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.